Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of the Viking Age. I am Chris Shad, writer for the Viking Age, Zone Coverage, and Bring Me the News. And my co-host over here is Adam Patrick, the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. If you miss us, we're available in audio form on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, however you watch or listen. Like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Adam, we got a lot to talk about today, so I'm not going to do any little intro icebreakers, but the big reason we have a lot to talk about is because Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell spoke at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis this week. They both did interviews with a certain radio station that wanted to know their five favorite hip-hop bangers of all time. Which mine are Humble by Kendrick Lamar, Lose Yourself by Eminem, X Gonna Give It To You by DMX, Forgot About Dre by Eminem and Dr. Dre, and Out For A Rip by Shark Tank. Look it up. It's a banger. You got top five bangers or you prepared it all?
Not off the top of my head.
You're more the punk rock, like screamo yeah. type
I mean,
stuff.
I mean, if it's a good song, I'm gonna listen to it. I'm not like gonna be like, oh no, rap. But yeah, I'm more of a metalhead. I would say that for sure. But, Forgot About Dre is definitely up there for sure. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. I won't embarrass myself.
Still DRE is pretty good because I don't know. I had a buddy, or I still have a friend who, in college, when that song came on, he would just stand there and just be like this with his like thumb and like index finger for the YouTube audience. You can see it, but it's like ding, 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 you know.
I just think I don't know if you call it a chorus, but that chorus from Eminem and Forgot About Dre is like kind of iconic. Whereas nowadays everybody wants to talk about. Yeah, just I'm not even going to do that because
half an hour, two broken legs, try and walk it off. Anyway, Kwesi was asked more productive questions at the combine, and yes. He was of course asked about Kirk freaking Cousins, and his answer. When he was asked about Kirk Cousins' contract situation, was that Kirk Cousins' camp wants certainty, which we probably will assume that means fully guaranteed short-term contracts. And the Vikings would like flexibility, which means contracts probably with a lot of money up front, but bigger cap hits towards the back that they can get out of, or maybe shuffle money towards the back end of the deal.
No trade clause.
Yes. Right. Their goal is to meet in the middle. And then Kwesi started talking about Kirk, and he said this: a necessary condition of a winning team is having a quarterback of a certain threshold. That doesn't mean for sure you're going to win, but that is one of the things you need. Having a good level quarterback meets that threshold. Different quarterbacks require different things around them, but we know for sure that Kirk meets that threshold. I do know one thing: he is good enough. He meets that first threshold, and that's a question a lot of teams can't answer with a yes. So we need to treat that in the proper importance that is. So with all those things considered, how much confidence does Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's comments give you about Kirk Cousins as your quarterback?
It's not a glowing endorsement, but he wasn't like he's terrible. I think he realizes that right now he has a quarterback who can help them win. Not necessarily one that can lead them to a victory on his own. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. I don't think he's saying anything that's pretty crazy. But yeah, like he's like, he meets the threshold. He wasn't raving about him. He wasn't like, obviously he meets the threshold. He was just like, yeah, he's good enough for what we need right now. And then he also brought up like, you know, we have to answer questions like, should we add someone maybe with a different skill set and things like that? He just brought up a bunch of things that they have to consider. And with a quarterback who's 35, you have to do that all the time. It doesn't matter if your quarterback's Kirk Cousins or anyone else. And then in terms of the contract, I think Kwesi's comments were said, those specific comments were said like to the side to the beat reporters after the actual presser.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a little more candid, I guess, because I think he was talking to like three reporters. That's it. Yes, it's pretty clear what the Vikings want. It's pretty clear what Cousins camp wants. And if things don't get worked out, then I'm pretty sure that the Vikings are just going to be like, okay, then just, you know, you got your year, see what you can do. And if we want to try this again next year, then we'll figure it out. But right now we need to, you know, do what's best for the team. And signing you to a fully guaranteed 3-year extension is likely not what's best for the team. So confidence wise, I feel confident in the Vikings just because they have Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell leading the way. I wouldn't even say it has anything really to do with Kirk Cousins because, like Kwesi said, he's good enough, but he's not, you know, he's not in that tier of Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. He's not in there. And I don't think people are arguing that. Some people might. Not the brightest people, but I didn't have a problem with anything really Kwesi said.
He didn't say anything wrong, I don't think.
Right.
Like, it was kind of like the comments to Yori Epstein where he was talking about, hey, you know, most teams want to find Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, but yep, there's not a lot of Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady's out mm-hmm. there. You have to remember, first of all, the Vikings are going through a contract negotiation with Kirk Cousins. So if Kwesi gets up there and be like, this guy is like the number one quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, never heard of him. Like, Kirk Cousins camp is going to hear that and be like, price just went up, buddy. You know, with Kwesi, when I first heard the comments kind of out of context, I thought, well, that's great. Like, he's just good enough.
Who took them out of context? Nobody. I don't know anybody that would do that. I would never do that.
I mean, kind of look, if you look at him in that way, but if you look in the way that he said it, you know, it's kind of like he mentioned a lot of teams can't say that they have a quarterback of Kirk Cousins level. And that's true. Yeah. Like, we've said, he's a fringe top 10 quarterback. That's not a problem. The problem is, he's making fully guaranteed money where it jams up the salary cap. He's going to have a $36.25 million cap hit. And yeah, I mean, that's it. And listening to Kevin O'Connell speak later in the day, or I believe that was yesterday, Kwesi mm-hmm. talked on Tuesday, but mm-hmm. Kevin O'Connell said that, you know, he made it sound like they are evaluating quarterbacks at this class. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just about the time to take the swing. Like, last year we were at this time being like, well, what about Malik Willis? Or what about Desmond Ridder or Kenny Pickett? Like, what about, and like, Kenny Pickett was the only quarterback worth a shit, really, like, yeah, looking back on it. So, like, is this a draft class that the Vikings should take a stab on a quarterback in your mind? Or is it something they should wait until 2024 for?
If they like a guy, yeah, for sure. You gotta try and go get your guy. I did just hear right before we went on, I saw that Darren Wolfson was on like Purple Daily or Mackie and Judd or whatever, and he said that the Vikings had a formal interview with Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. So it wasn't just like a brief like 5-minute chit chat. Like, they brought him into their suite or whatever in Indianapolis, met with Kwesi and coaches, and like, I don't I think there's some videos from last year's like draft class or draft them at the combine. They brought like Andrew Booth in and a couple of guys like in their suite, and like, you could tell like it's more like in-depth questions about, you know, some of this, their background and stuff they know. So like, it wasn't just like a brief meeting with Anthony Richardson. It was more like, we like this guy, we want to know more about him. So there's clear interest in him. And then Wolfson also said that somebody told him that Will Levis from Kentucky is kind of like the ideal quarterback that Kevin O'Connell is interested in. I don't think he's going to be around long enough for the Vikings to grab him. They would have to trade up probably within the top six picks, six or seven at least, to get Will Levis. So I would expect Anthony Richardson to be someone that they probably feel like they have a better chance of getting. And if they like him, yeah, go after him. You can't just sit there and be like, I don't know, like we might have to give up too much to get him. And it's like, okay. Then when are you ever going to trade? Cause you're not going to be bad enough to get a high pick, really. Cause you're not trying to do that. You're not trying to unload your assets and just have a year where you're not going to be good. So you're going to load up on high draft picks. You're not going to do that. So if you want your guy, trade up for him. Now they don't have a whole lot to use to trade up for him unless they put players in there, which they could as well. But yeah, if there's a guy on the board that they want. And last year, I think like they were definitely more committed to Kirk Cousins. I think Kevin O'Connell was coming in. He didn't want to ruffle any feathers. He wanted to just, you know, use the guys that they had and see what they could do. He worked with Kirk Cousins in the past, so he felt like he knew what he could do. And he had a year with him. He realized what he can and cannot do with Kirk Cousins. And I think now he realizes that, like, okay, like Kwesi said, he's good enough, but he's probably not the guy who's going to lead us in the future. And we need to start thinking about guys that can possibly do that. So yeah, if there's a quarterback up there, go get him. If not, don't.
It's almost like the Chiefs problem. Everybody mentions Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, what I don't want to see the Vikings do is take a quarterback just because they, or like with any position, really. I don't want to see them. Okay. We need a quarterback. We need to do it now. Christian Ponder's on the board. Let's take him. Like, that is not what I want to see the Vikings do. I want to see them identify someone, which they've talked about doing, and going after that player. Will Levis, personally, I have questions about his accuracy. His arm is out of this world. But he's mobile enough to succeed in the NFL. Got questions about his food taste, though. eating brown bananas and drinking mayo in his coffee. Yeah.
There's weird stuff like that in the Midwest, though, right? Like, there's probably some weird Minnesota things that he would fit in well with.
I don't know. People seem to think ranch with buffalo wings is a really weird thing, but
it's weird.
I don't know.
That's what they give you at wing places out here, at least. And I'm used to like the East Coast or in New York where they're like, they give you blue cheese.
I mean, Matthew Collard's like from Buffalo, and like he talks about that. Like, it's like a sin, like you're going straight to hell.
Also, if you need sauce, if you need to dip your wings in sauce, you probably don't have good sauce then. So like that's true
too.
So
that's a good point. I wonder, like, I don't want to see the Vikings not go for their guy because they don't have enough picks.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to see them take one just to take one. And when I look at next year's class, you might have a better shot at getting a guy that you identify could be good for your system. Because Albert Breer was on the Rich Eisen show, and he said that most teams believe that the best quarterback prospects are still in college right now. That's Caleb Williams at USC. That's Drake May from North Carolina. That's Quinn Ewers from Texas, my guy, just because of his haircut. You know, I am okay with the Vikings saying, let's ride out this year. Let's bring back Kirk Cousins. Maybe we do like and Tom Pelissero actually clarified his remarks from earlier in the week, saying that, you know, the Vikings would, I'm trying to quote him accurately now, because he said a lot of people miss. And I think he was right, too, because once I thought about the quote, it didn't sound like there's no way the Vikings and Kirk Cousins will agree on a 1-year extension.
You say he basically anticipated, right?
Right. He didn't anticipate it. I was trying to remember the word. I didn't have it in front of me. So he didn't anticipate that happening. But it's a possibility that if they look at it that way and go, OK, you really want another fully guaranteed whatever, let's just do one more year. Let's go down the road and we can try and get it. Because you look at this 2023 schedule for the Vikings, it is brutal. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, like, when I look at the Vikings last year, they're a fluke. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I mean, all those comeback wins, they had the same points allowed. They had the same points scored, basically. And they wound up 13-3 instead of 8-9. Like, I don't think the Vikings are going to be a 13-win team next year, especially when you have Kansas City, Cincinnati, the Los Angeles Chargers, Philadelphia, all teams with quarterbacks that are better than Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So when you have a defense that's kind of in disarray, that you don't want to get rid of everybody. This team, I'll mention Matthew Coller again. This team could pull a natural tank. And next year, you could be in a position to maybe make a run at Caleb Williams or make a run at Drake May or Quinn Ewers or any of the quarterbacks you like in that class. If Shedeur Sanders blows up, he could be another quarterback that could be in that mix. Like, there are a lot of quarterbacks that you could look at next year and be like, okay, let's try and build off this 13-win season from last year. We got Brian Flores. We got everything we need. Let's try and win some more games. And if it doesn't work out, we have a shot at drafting our guy next year with a lot less capital invested.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if they had like a natural tank, because I think they're just not built poor enough to not win at least 7 or 8 games next season, especially with the hiring of Brian Flores. I don't think they would have hired him if they were like, we're going to suck in 2023.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. I don't think he would have been like, oh, I'm going to turn down a head coaching job. Although, you know, reading some of the NFLPA surveys or whatever, I would have probably turned down the Cardinals job as well if I was Brian Flores. But yeah, like, you can't, and I don't want the Vikings to get into a situation where, like, Kirk Cousins is no longer there next year and they're desperate. They need to draft a quarterback, and every team knows they are. This is where you go back to the Chiefs again, where, like, they had Alex Smith. They were not desperate, but they knew that time was running out, so they needed to make a move sooner than later, so they went after Patrick Mahomes. You look at the Eagles a couple years ago, they had Carson Wentz, so, you know, back then he was viewed as, you know, he's fine, but then they went and drafted Jalen Hurts, and, you know, look at him now. He's gonna cash in because he turned out to be a good quarterback. Like, if there's a guy even in the second round, they don't have a second round pick. I'm sorry. If they get a second round pick. Yes, exactly. If they get a second round pick and there's a guy that you like, you know, take a chance on him. But yeah, you don't want to get into a position where you have to force something, or teams know that you're in need of it and they're going to take advantage of you. So I think if the Vikings are unable to work out an extension, a friendly extension, I guess, with Kirk Cousins, then I would expect them probably to try and draft someone this year rather than next year, and avoid being in a situation where, like, they are desperate and they need a quarterback. But like I said in the last episode, if Kirk Cousins isn't there, they're going to have a lot of cap space as well, so they can just sign or trade for a veteran quarterback as well. So they'll have, they're going to have a bunch of options within the next 2 years, and it'll be very interesting to see what they do in this draft for sure.
One of the other things that Kwesi talked about at the combine was a potential extension for Justin Jefferson. He was quoted as saying, "I don't want to be the Vikings GM without this guy on our team. It's a priority. For certain, he's someone we'll keep in all of our conversations just because we treat everybody with respect and we understand that we need their buy-in ultimately for us to get to where we need to go." So, knowing that, and it sounds like Justin Jefferson has some input on what the Vikings are doing, how much pull do you think Jefferson actually has in the Vikings offseason plans?
Probably a good amount, I would say. He's earned it already. He's only 23, but he's earned it. He's very good. So, and the Vikings don't want to lose him, so he's going to be like, "Hey, if you want me to stick around, then you need me to, you know, help me. Let me help have some input." Now, is he going to be like a de facto GM where he's like picking players and being like, "We should sign this undrafted free agent"? No, he's not going to do that. But like, if the Vikings are interested in drafting a quarterback, he's going to be like, "Justin, do you like this guy? Do you like his style? Do you think you can mesh well with this player?" He's going to be like, "Yes, no, I don't." So I think that's where he's going to have the input. He's not going to have input on, "Should we get a new center? Should we get a new left guard?" I don't think he's going to be involved in those situations. I would say it's mostly probably quarterback related, which it should, because whoever comes in there, he's going to need to get him the ball. And he's going to want it. That quarterback's going to want to get Justin Jefferson the ball, because if you don't, you're just dumb. So I think that's probably where, like, most of his input comes. And yeah, it's holy cow with the tone difference. When asked about Justin Jefferson compared to like Kirk and even Dalvin Cook, like Kwesi's just like, "Oh man, we love Justin Jefferson. Like, he cannot leave. We need to do whatever we can to make sure he stays forever." So that was very interesting.
Yeah, tough day for the let's trade Justin Jefferson crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's good to an extent. Like, I don't want Justin Jefferson picking out cornerbacks Like, yeah, this guy, like, you go get that, like, he's probably not gonna get, no, like, you, if you're looking for a football,
that's
example,
interesting though. Like, what if he was like, this guy, like, I have trouble with him all the time, he gives me fits out on the field, like,
this is
the
true
free agent, like, that's, yeah, that's an interesting point though.
That's connected, I guess, but I mean, he's not gonna go into the draft room and be like, take that guy, he can shut me down, like, not gonna happen. Like, I think there's different levels that you can have. Like, you look in the NBA, like, LeBron James is an assistant general manager, or like, he is the general manager.
He's not very good at it.
We're trading for Anthony Davis. He's got knees like ribs in an air fryer, but
got Sam Bradford's knees.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick Mahomes, like, we remember a couple of years ago in the draft, Chiefs had the last pick in the first round, and Patrick Mahomes said, hey, draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We can use him a lot. And he's not very good because he's like 5'8" and yeah, whatever. I mean, everybody, like, Jonathan Taylor, no, don't take the unicorn. What are you doing? Yeah, I imagine the Chiefs with Jonathan Taylor. Like, I know everybody's like in love with Isaiah Pacheco, but my God, if they would have got Jonathan Taylor, that would have been like an absolute nightmare.
Some of the Aaron Rodgers things too, as well, where like he's like, let's bring back Randall Cobb, and it's like. What?
That's what he said. He's like, bring back all of my friends who are like in their 30s. And like, the Packers are finally like, no, we're not doing it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's good for him to have some input, especially when it comes to the quarterback. I don't think he's going to pull a power play like some people think and like not sign an extension because Kirk's the best quarterback I've ever had. And, you know, Kirky,
he's
like,
not.
Like dollar store Batista can go make fart jokes online with his friends if he feels that way. But anyway, like, outside of Jefferson, I should probably move on after that comment. The Vikings made some interesting quotes about some salary cap decisions. Kwesi said, sometimes business decisions are needed and there are different solutions that need to happen and we'll go from there. It will be draining. It will be tough. And that's why we get paid and what we get paid and the response we get. I'm not always going to be the most liked person in the room. That's just kind of my job. Kevin O'Connell said, there's a lot of different directions you can go and each decision affects another one and another one. Apparently he's DJ Khaled now. It's something I've thought a lot about. Dalvin, and he went on to say, or what Kwesi went on to say stuff about Dalvin Tomlinson. Let's just start here. We'll start about players. I'm all off kilter after trying to squeeze my ill.
You're trying to like
in.
Figure out the coach speak. I know it gets confusing.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, you know, Pepe Silvia. I should have just had like the web behind me and like, you know, this. Kwesi was very open because they asked, hey, what do you think about Dalvin? He's like, which one? Dalvin Cook or Dalvin Tomlinson? And when they talked about Tomlinson, Kwesi said basically he was very open. He sounded very open to bringing him back and even offered to hook him up with his shoe guy. Personally, I bought a pair of Air Force Ones yesterday. Oh. Yes, I'm very excited to get them. Nelly has been playing on repeat.
Were you inspired by the interview questions to Kwesi?
Yes, and, top five bangers of all time. And I'm like, I got to get some Air Force Ones. I need two pairs. not two pairs, two pairs.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you okay with bringing back Dalvin Tomlinson? The Vikings have $7.5 million in dead money on Tomlinson's contract. The over-the-cap valuation is $5.4 million next season. I mean, you can't get rid of everybody if you want to like build this thing, and it doesn't sound like the Vikings are going to burn things down.
No, it sounds like they really want him back. I think the fact that they're, you're already paying him. Well, he's already counting $7.5 million on the cap already, so you might as well just find a way to figure out a way to keep him. If that's going to happen, because that seems kind of dumb to do that. And I think he could be, you know, Brian, it sounds like if Brian Flores didn't want Dalvin Tomlinson, there wouldn't even be like this talk about him. I think he probably has some input in that as well. And it's funny. Yeah. Like when he was asked which Dalvin, he asked that for a reason, because his thoughts are extremely different on both Dalvins. Like Dalvin Tomlinson, he used words like love and he's a great player, and he had big giant smile on his face. And with Dalvin, you know, he did he's a leader and, you know, a captain and great locker room guy. But, you know, there's salary cap, you know, questions, and we have to get those figured out. Nothing about like, oh, we want to do everything we can to make sure Dalvin Cook comes back. So I think the Vikings are willing to, they don't want Dalvin Cook to be paid $14 million on the cap next year. I don't think anybody really wants a running back to be paid that much in the NFL these days. I can't blame him. So will Dalvin Cook be there? I don't know if he'll restructure. I don't think his people would be very excited about him restructuring or taking a lower pay or whatever. But there's ways they can figure that out as well. So I would expect Dalvin Tomlinson to be back. And I'll just go out and say I don't think Dalvin Cook will be back.
Yeah, I'm okay if they bring Tomlinson back. Yeah. Like I said, you can't get rid of anybody everybody. You don't have salary cap space to really go get a replacement. You're paying him anyway. And this class isn't the greatest unless you're going to take like Mazie Smith, or I think it's Mazie Smith with your first round pick or trade down to take him. I would like that pick a lot, but I think there are more pressing needs that you can do, especially, you know, if you keep Dalvin. Again, there's that threshold again. Good enough, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's you could have a good enough defensive tackle. I think at quarterback, it's where you kind of push at that upper level, different skill sets type of thing. So if we want to look at numbers and stuff, you look at Dalvin Thomas and say, okay, he's not really a pass rusher, but he's good enough to stop the run. He's a good teammate in the locker room, that sort of thing.
I think he had a career high in like pressures last year. So
he did, yes.
He's capable. He's capable.
He's good enough.
Yes.
But yeah. Dalvin Cook, like that was interesting to me because Zach Hiller about a week ago suggested that Kevin O'Connell doesn't know how to call running plays.
Dalvin
and that's his what's
agent,
that?
Right? Just want to let people that's his agent, Zach.
Yes. Sorry. Kevin O'Connell, I don't think he was asked about that specifically, but he brought it up when he said it comes down to efficiency. The home runs and long runs are great. Yeah. But as a play caller, I'd love to be second and five. If he told me I'm second and five, here we go. We're in a position to do a lot of different things, regardless of field position, score of the game, and personnel grouping. The Athletic's Alec Lewis noted that the Vikings ran for zero or negative yards on first down more than any other team in the league aside from the Jaguars. And he also went on to note, you know, when you have third and eight, you need receivers on the field. You're not going to run the ball. Mike Zimmer's not here anymore. So you're going to throw the ball in those situations. And that's what happened.
Hopefully it passes Tom, six.
Yes. Especially on fourth and eight with the season on the line. Tom Pelissero mentioned that he'd be surprised if Dalvin Cook's not a Viking. I don't know. I mean, you save $8 million next year if you cut or trade him. You mentioned you don't think he's going to be. It's hard for me to see. It's hard for me to see Dalvin taking a pay cut because him and his agent obviously believe that he's a top tier running back. He's got a $10.8 million base salary. The franchise tag is $10 million. And I think everybody's going to start using the franchise tag on those running backs because the cost is lower than giving them a long-term extension. I think you're going to see it for Saquon Barkley.
Josh Jacobs.
I was going to call him Nick Jacobs. Yeah, Nick Chubb and Josh Jacobs combined. They're just going to start meshing running backs. Mm-hmm. And Tony Pollard is going to get that franchise tag too. I mean, I don't know, man. I think it ends in a cut. I would be surprised if he's here.
I don't know if they'll cut him. I think that would
probably who's trading for him?
Well, I think that would be last resort. Well, you're not getting the full $14 million cap hit if you trade for Dalvin. I think it's more around $8 million if you trade him because the Vikings have already paid a certain amount of money. It's just on their books. So you're not getting that full $14 million cap hit if you trade for Dalvin. So I think that's a little easier to swallow if you're a team that's trying to trade for him. And there's teams that have a lot of cap space that can, you know, trade for someone like that, like the Dolphins or somebody else that might be interested in. And Dalvin, who look like they see, you know, you look at a team from the Shanahan system, which is kind of where the Vikings offense was under Mike Zimmer with, you know, Stefanski and Kubiak and both Kubiaks, you know, they ran that kind of zone blocking Shanahan system. And I think if a team that runs that sees Dalvin is available, they're going to, you know, maybe they'll see if they can get him because he still has plenty in the tank. How long that lasts, we'll get to see. But I think I wrote about some players that probably shouldn't be on the Vikings come next year. And I picked Dalvin. And I used the reference of, you know, you look at a team like the Patriots, who are known under Bill Belichick to kind of be ruthless when it comes to getting rid of players before it's too late. And I would look at Dalvin Cook as like a player like this. Like, can he help you next year? Yes. The year after that, we don't know. And you don't want to be stuck in a position where you're like, we could have traded this guy last year and got some assets, and now we get nothing. And he's just gone, and we got to figure out how to replace him.
You know who's in that situation? Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah.
Because they also talked about him a little bit.
Is he from Minnesota?
He is from Minnesota. Him and Lindsey Whalen could both have a really good. Yeah, CJ Ham could sit down. Get Joe Mauer in there. Although Joe Mauer was actually good, people don't really.
Yeah, MVP. He won an MVP.
Yeah, he actually won an MVP award. Yeah. Imagine that. And Whalen's what, a 4 or 5-time WNBA champion? Did
she ever win MVP?
She never won an MVP, but she's also in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah. So that's good. She's in the news because the Gopher women's team sucks, but that's for a different podcast. Adam Thielen, as you may have heard, has a cap number just short of $20 million. Kevin O'Connell was asked about him and all the salary cap decisions. And he said, we're going to continue to look at what's the best route to go moving forward. I think there's a conversation to be had to really see what that looks like. Playing time, roles, and responsibility. Huh.
That's a nice way of saying we're going to try and get rid of him if we can. But if not, then we'll figure it out. I feel like that's like Kevin O'Connell and Quase, like compared to at least the Mike Zimmer. Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah are so good at saying so much without saying anything at all.
Yes.
Like Rick Spielman was kind of like this too, where it was like, I don't even want to hear your press conference because I'm going to learn absolutely nothing. And that's kind of how I feel like watching these press conferences with Kwesi and O'Connell. There's some things, but generally, especially yesterday in Kevin O'Connell's press conference, I think 6 of his questions were unrelated to the Vikings. They're like, oh, how do you like Brian Daboll? And it's like, what?
Yeah. Why? Or the guy who thought he was getting a one-on-one with Kwesi Adofo-Mensah.
Did you not
see the other like 20 beat reporters with you? Or
these guys coach a team. I understand like this is a free reign or whatever, but like I would like more questions to be about the team that they coach or the team that they run instead of, you know, how do you scout wide receivers? You know, what would you recommend? Because, you know, you're good with Justin Jefferson. It's like, this is really your question? Like, come on.
Who are your favorite players that believe in God? Like, let me.
Oh, no.
I'm never working for a certain radio station. If I ever got in the press box. Website. Hi. Hi, how you doing? Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about maybe some receivers that could replace Thielen if they move on, though. Yeah. Rashad Bateman was in the news this morning because he basically trashed the hell out of the Baltimore Ravens GM, which is hilarious. That's always good. If I were the Vikings, I would give a call to the Ravens about Rashad Bateman. That's a bit of a homer statement because he's not from Minnesota, but he's kind of from Minnesota because he played for the Gophers and he was really good. So I wouldn't hate that at all if the price is right. But a more direct rumor is that the Vikings could be interested in Brandon Cooks. Aaron Wilson of Pro Football Network says that the Vikings, Rams, Giants, Packers, Chiefs, and Cowboys have all inquired about Cooks. The Vikings were linked to Cooks at last year's trade deadline and a deal didn't get done. He had 57 catches, 699 yards, 3 touchdowns for the Texans last year in 13 games. He is 29 years old, which is incredible because he's like Randall Cobb. I think he's way older than he actually
is. He's 28.
Yeah, he will turn 29. Yeah. I think that's what I meant here by saying that. And he signed through the 2024 season, although the Vikings can save $16 million if he's released or traded the following year.
Right.
Are you interested in Brandon Cooks?
Yeah, 1,000%. He's already been in the Rams system, so he's familiar with probably a lot of stuff that Kevin O'Connell wants out of him. He's still very productive. He can get open on his own. He is a deep threat. He's been known to catch a lot of touchdowns. He's been traded a lot. That makes me kind of wonder about his presence maybe in the locker room or whatever, or just maybe people just think he's expendable and they can trade him. And I feel like he's been able to stay relatively healthy throughout most of his career. His cap hit is a little concerning. I think you'd have to figure out a way to kind of figure that out. Cause I think, it's $18 million if the Vikings trade for him. So that's something they would have to figure out. But if there's a way, I would much rather have Brandon Cooks be the number two or three over Adam Thielen, who still wants a chance to prove himself somewhere after finishing second in targets, with the Vikings last season. But yeah, for sure. If they can figure out a way to get him, like I said, like I think we've said in past podcasts, I don't know if the Vikings are really in a position, like we talked with Jalen Ramsey. I don't know if they're in a position this year to give up assets to acquire players. I think they're kind of looking more to add picks or younger players and get rid of some those bloated contracts. So yeah, it's a fun idea. And yes, I would like it. The likelihood of it is probably pretty low, but yeah, sure. Brandon Cooks, trade for him.
I say yes at the right cost. If they're asking for like day two picks, like I'd have to say no thanks. And I'm sure the Texans are going to look to maximize that asset because they are looking to trade up for their quarterback, which is freaking hilarious considering they won week 18. They beat the Colts, ended the season on a strong note. Didn't really work out so well. Sent Lovie out a winner.
Here's a proposed trade. I actually put it out on Twitter yesterday, and I kind of used PFF's mock draft simulator as kind of like a trade machine because they have like this will be accepted or whatever. So I did Brandon Cooks and I believe the Texans fifth round pick, which is second overall in the fifth round, to the Vikings for Dalvin Cook and their fifth round pick, which is I think like obviously 23rd or whatever in the fifth round. So the Vikings would get rid of Dalvin Cook. They would acquire Brandon Cooks and then they would move up like 20 spots in the fifth round as well. And I asked, like, is that a trade that that people would want? It seemed pretty good to me. People did bring up that the Texans already have, Pierce in the background.
Yeah.
In the backfield. But at the same time, you know, do you think he's better than Dalvin Cook? Also, but they might not want to pay for a running back if they already have one. But that's something I threw out there. And I don't know. What do you think about that?
Pierce was also one of the least effective, or I think one of the least efficient runners in the NFL.
Him and Dalvin would fit in very well.
Just 2 yards at a time, the occasional 80 yarder. That would be kind of a deal. I mean, top 100 picks, I would say no. Like, if you can get a 4-4, like, I look at this receiver class. And I mean, I think you take a shot here, but I think the three receivers that make the most sense for the Vikings are Jordan Addison, who I don't think will be there at 23.
No.
He's very similar to Thielen, where he's a great route runner. He can go deep a little bit, like prime Adam Thielen, not like last year Adam Thielen.
Yes, thank you for clarifying.
Jackson
he's just Smith, like Adam Thielen at 32. Yeah,
Jackson Smith Jigba. Those hamstring injuries worry me a little bit. And a lot of people think he's just a slot guy, but I mean, people said that about Justin Jefferson too. And he can just kind of, I mean, I don't think he's like Justin Jefferson, but I think that he's a versatile receiver. And then I like Jalen Hyatt. If you can get hit, if you could trade back and maybe get him in the second round, like that would be
yeah.
a good thing. I think he's very similar to Jameson Williams. And I think I mentioned this before in a podcast, Tyler Fornes, I asked him about him. I'm like, well, what's the difference? They both run really fast. He says that Williams has better ball skills, basically. Like he can go get the ball. Hyatt's still kind of raw in that area. But if you get Hyatt in the second round, 4-2, 4-3 speed, have that guy to take the top off the defense across from Justin Jefferson, even if you just have him run go routes the whole damn game, that's going to be effective. That's what this team needs. They need somebody explosive. And the guy won the Biletnikoff Award, which I don't think happens by accident, even if you are in a favorable scheme. So, I mean, I think I would rather get a younger guy because those guys are just cheaper. You can save money elsewhere, especially if you're going to pay another guy $35 million a season like the Vikings seem hell-bent on doing with Justin Jefferson. Reasonably so, but I think the receiver position is one of the most interesting positions when it comes to what the Vikings will do this offseason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with the younger. Like, I totally see a scenario where the Vikings either trade down to like the last few picks of the first round and try and get that a second round pick, or they just trade into the very first part of the second round and do that as well to just accumulate more picks in the earlier rounds. It was kind of what they did last year when they traded down and got Lewis Cine and then were able to get Andrew Booth and Ed Ingram in the second round. So I could see a similar scenario of them doing that again this year, just because they have a lot of holes. They don't have a lot of cap space. So like the draft is the place really to kind of fill some of that and improve your depth. So I would agree. I think Brandon Cooks is someone more for a team that has the cap space and also is probably, you know, like closer to contending than the Vikings are, where they're like, he might be the missing piece. We need a deep threat. So let's go after Brandon Cooks. So I don't know if he's really the right fit for the Vikings at this moment.
Wrapping up the show today, bury the lead if you saw the thumbnail, but the Vikings are number one. Yes. Vikings are the most player-friendly team.
If I had a flag, I would wave it around.
Wave the flag. Yeah. Wave the flag. The Vikings are the most player-friendly team in the NFL. The NFL Players Association putting out a study on Wednesday that ranked all 32 teams in this metric. The Vikings got straight A's across the board, including A-plus in locker room, training room, strength coaches, and training staff. Oh my God, you can't get rid of our Sugarman. What are you doing? Cold. This is heartless. What are you doing? An A- of team families, team travel, and the weight room. I think Garrett Bradbury would disagree on the last one. And an A- in food service and nutrition. I mean, sometimes you got to have the sloppy joes in the cafeteria, right? Yeah. Do you care? Let's just ask that. Do you care that the Vikings are the nicest team in the NFL when it comes to their players?
Personally, yeah, I don't care too much because I think the Chiefs got a lot of negative marks or whatever, and they won the Super Bowl, so I don't think they're really gonna be like, oh shoot, we gotta give this back because, you know, we didn't do too well in the NFLPA survey. But I think this could benefit it, and it should, the Vikings in free agency, because if a player's like trying to figure out who to sign with when it comes to the Vikings or let's say the Cardinals, you look at this survey, it's going to be very easy to pick between the Vikings and the Cardinals. The Cardinals, who I think had a couple F minuses.
F minus. Like, not only did you fail, you're
below failing. Like they have floorboards coming up in the weight room and everything. The facilities are terrible. They charge players if they want food from their facilities. Like it's.
I heard their gaming monitors are elite, though.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder, like when someone like JJ Watt or whatever signs there, I'm like, did you do any research like before you signed with the Cardinals? Yeah, and then like the Jaguars had like a rat infestation in their locker room, which is great when your owner's worth like $12 billion. You have like, some things are out of your control, I understand, but like that doesn't seem very good. And I think the Chiefs, for their training staff, some guys said like they were afraid to talk about or say they were injured, like and be punished by like not playing, which is never good. Makes you wonder, kind of, you know, Patrick Mahomes going through all this injury stuff in the playoffs, like what they did for him or to him to get him ready for the Super Bowl. But yeah, like it's not, they're not going to get any closer to the Super Bowl if they have straight A's in the NFLPA survey, but it could be a very important and helpful tool for free agents. I think it could become useful. I think it's going to be a yearly thing. So it's also going to hold teams accountable. Like, we didn't know this stuff before yesterday. And now, you know, if teams start to suck and players don't want to go there, you know, their fans are going to be like, well, look, like you're not helping your players with anything. So why would they want to play for you? So I think that could be something that comes off of this as well. But I like it, and it does help that the Vikings did well. But also, with the amount of times the Vikings said positivity and collaboration, I'm not very, you know, surprised with how they performed in the survey.
I think it's good from a standpoint of it'll help recruit players,
right,
in free agency and stuff. I think you made that point on Twitter. It is also funny to me because Luke Braun made the point that, yeah, the Vikings are one of the best organizations right now. Everybody loves being a Viking, but it doesn't match in line with the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. So, right, you know, Adam Thielen loves being a Viking. Well, $20 million, it's not really.
Yeah,
know,
like if it's a different scenario too, like I mentioned, if it's the Vikings or the Cardinals, well, what if it's the Vikings and the Chiefs? I think players are probably still going to pick the Chiefs because they're like, oh, I can win the Super Bowl. So like that's still going to be the ultimate factor. But if you're, you know, determining between some other teams, maybe this will help you out and help you decide.
And maybe it will help other teams kind of open their eyes and like fix their own things. Like the Vikings did a year ago.
Yep.
Where do you think the Vikings would have ranked in these categories a year ago?
No. Not as good.
Some of them would still be good. Like the locker room was A+, although Mike,
the facilities, yes, the facilities are still, the facilities would still be top notch. Training staff would be much lower. What was it, like kindness to families? I don't even know.
Team, like, families, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much coaches or whatever have an impact on that. I would think that's more facility related as well. What were some, like, team building or whatever? Like, that would probably be lower.
Yes. Mike Zimmer wasn't hosting team barbecues.
No,
he wasn't. This time, or 2 years ago.
He had a ranch. Like, it was a perfect, it was like perfect opportunity to like just invite people over.
Have a big team rager at the Zimmer Ranch.
Yeah. That would have been.
Sit in the hot tub, drink red wine, and watch Chicago PD or whatever.
Great. But yeah, there would have been some marks that were higher. Most of the ones related to coaching and staff would have been much lower. So they're clearly happy with the direction that they're going in. And I think it's good for the organization. If you're not going to win the Super Bowl, you might as well at least, you know, be a place where players like to be. Like, this is a job, but you also like to have a job that you enjoy. I can attest to that. I've had many crappy jobs in my lifetime, and I'd much rather be happier than like making a bunch of money and be miserable. So I think you can attest to that too.
Oh, 100%.
It definitely matters. Especially in this day and age with, like, you know, it might be annoying for some people, like, but, you know, Gen Z players or whatever, this stuff is more important to them, and it should be. So I think this will be good, and I think it'll help the Vikings in free agency this year for sure.
Well, hopefully that team happiness translates to the fans, same fans that tuned into this show today. That is all the time we have. This has been the Viking Age podcast. We do this every Monday and Thursday night right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. If you miss us, you can catch us in audio form on Apple and Spotify. But no matter how you check us out, like, comment, share, subscribe, so you never miss a new episode. I'm Chris Shad. He's Adam Patrick. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.